This is Tommy from This Flippin' Podcast, coming to you live from my lunch break. And today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We are going to be recording a audiobook for Stern Pinball's newest game, Avengers Infinity Quest, designed by Keith Elwin. And they released a amazing rules guide that's roughly 25 pages long, and I figure there's some of you out there that don't have the time or don't really want to take the time to read through it, so I'm going to do that for you, and I present to you this dramatized, to an extent, reading of Avengers Infinity Quest, the rule set. So I hope you enjoy. The Avengers Infinity Quest Pinball Rules, Stern Pinball and Marvel 2020. Avengers Infinity Quest Rule Sheet. Chapter 1. Premise: the Avengers battle Thanos and his minions across the cosmos as he attempts to collect the Infinity Gems. Gameplay, story, breakdown. The Black Order has captured the Infinity Gems. The Avengers must use Doctor Strange's portal to go back in time and defeat the Black Order members to reclaim the gems before the mad Titan Thanos can snap away half the population of the universe. 6 Infinity Gem modes. Each gem location has a member of the Black Order, or Outriders, present to delay the Avengers. Multiballs. Multiballs will feature prominent characters in the Avengers. Infinity Gauntlet. The ultimate mode features the Avengers confronting Thanos, wielding a completed Infinity Gauntlet. Featured characters: Thor, Captain America, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Thanos, Black Dwarf, Ebony Maw, Proxima Midnight, Corvus Glaive, Supergiant, Captain Marvel, Hulk, Outriders, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, Adam Warlock. Turn the page. Collecting gems. Spinning the Doctor Strange disc works towards letters in Strange, S-T-R-A-N-G-E. After a recent right in lane, spinning the disc will advance twice as fast. Complete Strange to open the portal and begin an Infinity Gem quest. Complete the quest to collect gem. Modes may not be repeated unless the Soul Gem is collected. The Soul Gem can be used to replay a failed quest, but if that quest fails again, then the Soul Gem goes back to the Black Order. Infinity Gem Quests. For all quests, Portal Lock can change any quest into a multiball. If Portal Lock is lit, or Portal Locks are already locked when the quest becomes a multiball. Once down to a single ball, and if the mode has been beaten, it will proceed to gem collect phase. 2 balls locked in portal and 2 or more balls in play equals all quest shots are 2x. 3 balls locked in portal and 3 or more balls in play equals all quest shots are 3x. If the quest has been beaten and more than 1 ball is in play, you will enter victory phase. Gem collect phase. Once parameters have been met to light gem, collect the right ramp will light up to collect gem once quest is over. When shot, the up pulse will hold the ball and give instructions to shoot any vacant gem shots. Once a shot has been made, that gem gets placed on that shot until moved by the changed gem's shot. Once the gem has been placed, then Strange Disc can now collect letters towards the next quest. Victory Phase, Hurry Up Frenzy. Shoot disc to start a hurry up and light all RGB arrow shots. Keep spinning disc to raise the value. All RGB arrow shots score hurry up value and unlight themselves until you complete all the arrows. At any point, you can re-raise the value by shooting the disc. Once down to 1 ball, then enter the gem collect phase. Thanos Infinity Gauntlet. At the start of the game, Thanos Infinity Gauntlet has all gems lit. As gems are collected, they unlight from the gauntlet as the collect gem shot is made and are then placed on the playfield. Mind Stone Quest. Avengers vs. Supergiant. Supergiant has taken control over the minds of some of the Avengers. Shoot the Avenger shots to discover which Avenger is affected. Turn the page. Shots: Hulk, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, Black Panther. Shoot a shot to partially free the Avenger, then shoot Disk to completely break Supergiant's control. The more Avengers you free before shooting the Disk, the more it is worth. 1x, 2x, 3x, 5x. All four shots light back up. Repeat sequence two more times to light the Sanctum target to defeat Supergiant. Two balls locked in portal and two or more balls in play equals all made shots are 2x. Three balls locked in portal and three or more balls in play equals all made shots are 3x. RGB color light blue. Power Gem Quest. Hulk vs. Black Dwarf. Spinner builds value of attacks once per attack. Disk always builds value of attacks. Center shot equals 30% damage, critical hits. Left and right, 15%, glancing blows. Get Black Dwarf's energy down to zero to light Hulk shot for knockout blow and win gem. Shot spans, first span, right ramp 15%, Captain Marvel 30%, Black Panther 15%. Second span, Avengers Tower 15%, Pops Lane 30%, left ramp 15%. Turn the page. Third span, right ramp 15%, mini loop 30%, Captain Marvel 15%. Fourth span, Hulk Lane 15%, Avengers Tower 30%, left ramp 15%. Spans 5 through 7, if needed, loop back to span 1. Knockout blow equals critical hit value x, number of critical hits plus 1. Two balls locked in portal and two or more balls in play equals all made shots are 2x. Three balls locked in portal and three or more balls in play equals all made shots are 3x. RGB color red. Space Gem Quest. Black Widow, Captain Marvel, and Black Panther vs. Korus Glaive. Parry Attack Mode. Shoot right orbit or mini loop to parry award, which lights left orbit for attack. Mini loop is always a 2x attack. Left ramp, Black Widow, before parry will multiply attack value by 2. Shooting right ramp, Gauntlet, after shooting left ramp will multiply attack value by 2 again, 4x attack, if you can finish the combo at the mini loop. In other words, left ramp, right orbit will light left orbit for 2x attack. Left ramp, right ramp, mini loop will light left orbit for 4x attack. Mini loop by itself will light left orbit for 2x attack. Shooting a left orbit awards attack award and pop bumper combo attack of 50k, 100k, 200k, depending on attack X, a hit for 5 seconds. Perform parry attack sequences to bring Korus Glaive's health to zero and light gem collect shot. RGB color purple. Turn the page. Time Gem Quest. Avengers vs. Proxima Midnight. Left and right ramps RGB lay up. Shoot both ramps to light drop targets for attack award. Repeat 3 times to qualify gem and defeat Proxima Midnight. Drop target attack award. A row of lamps will cycle up and down the bank pointing to one of the 3 drop targets. Shoot the target to collect attack award. Hitting the correct target on the first attempt equals 3x. Second attempt equals 2x. Third plus attempt equals 1x. Fourth plus attempt grid stops moving and is worth half x. Attack speed. Level 1 target lamp moves every 2 seconds. Level 2 lamp moves every 1 second. Final level, half second strobe speed. Missed drop targets do not reset unless reality gem on drops. If only one target standing, then you must hit that target. Power gems on drops. Shoot any drop target to award 1x attack. Reality Gem on drop targets, Miss Drop Targets Reset Bank. RGB color, amber. Reality Gem Quest, Doctor Strange vs. Ebony Maw. Disc is lit to spell Strange, one letter per revolution. Shooting disc lights all RGB arrows for award. Value of award is multiplied by current Strange letter countdown. Once disc stops spinning, the Strange countdown begins with each letter having its own timer. As each letter ticks down, the award multiplier goes down until 1x. S equals infinite white RGB S. T equals 2x plus 4 seconds green RGB T. R equals 3x plus 4 seconds green RGB R. A equals 4x plus 3 seconds yellow RGB A. N equals 5x plus 3 second yellow RGB N. G equals 6x plus 2 seconds orange RGB G. E equals 7x plus 2 seconds red RGB E. Shoot 8 of the RGB arrows, you cannot repeat shots, to defeat Ebony Maw and light collect gem. RGB color, yellow. Turn the page. Gem effects and Avengers level. The progress of the Avengers holding the stone dictates how powerful that gem's effect is. In addition, any Avenger that has been powered up to level 2 makes the shot associated with them 2x scoring for as long as they remain level 2. This chart will refer to Avenger gem effect power for all gems. Base 1. Avenger has not been collected. This is the base power of the gem. Base 2. Avenger collected. Avenger has been collected and gem usage increases. Power up 1. Avenger powered up to level 1 and gem usage and power boosted. Power up 2. Avenger powered up to level 2 and gem power and usage at max. Gem placement that cannot be powered up have their own separate rules associated with them. Captain Marvel and Vision drop targets. Time gem. Add time to the master timer, increases multi-ball time saves. Shooting the shot with the time gem will add time to the master time. If no timer active, then time gem builds time bank, plus 5 seconds base 1 and 2, plus 8 seconds power up 1, plus 15 seconds power up 2, plus 10 seconds if gem on Captain Marvel or Vision. In addition, possessing the time gem extends all ball savers by the times above. Soul Gem. Soul Gem jackpot and other perks. Once you have placed the Soul Gem, from then on, whenever you collect a gem, the Soul Gem jackpot will light and be worth an amount based on how many points you scored in that gem's quest. Soul jackpot value is also based on the status of the Avengers the gem is placed on. Then list the values as before. Soul Gem jackpot value equals 25% of last quest total for base, 50% for collected, 75% for level 1, 75% for level 2, doubled by nature of level 2 Avengers, so 150%, 50% for Captain Marvel or Vision. Example, 20 million scored on time quest. Shooting Soul Gem with level 1 equals 5 million. Reality Gem quest nets 20 million on a shot with level 2 equals 15 million times 2 equals 30 million. One turn the page. Once collected, Soul Jackpot not requalified until next quest. Soul Jackpot goes away on drain if not collected. Can move Soul Jackpot to an Avenger that's a higher level to try and get a higher payoff. Possessing the Soul Gem allows you to replay quests as much as you like, but should you fail a replay, you lose the Soul Gem. If you possess the Soul Gem during Black Order Multiball, you get a one-time multiball extension. So when you drain down to one ball, the power of the Soul Gem kicks in and restarts your multiball. Power Gem. Easy power up. Power up memory. For Hulk, Captain America, Black Panther, and Black Widow, power up progress, 2x progression. Upon ball drain, power-up remains for the next ball for that Avenger with the Power Gem. After a Avenger's Wizard Mode is complete, Soul Gem, Black Order Multi-Ball, Black Order Battle Royale, if an Avenger has the Power Stone, they will remain collected at their level. For Captain Marvel, Marvel count-up progression, X2. For Vision, drop target bank spots additional bingo box. Spot should be based on next available award. Does this 3 times. Then you must replace the Power Gem to recharge it using Place Gems or the Space Gem. Mind Gem, action button. Collect shot or chooses grid award. Mind Gem on drop targets halts scrolling lit award. Award scrolls when the action button is hit. This can be used for 3 grid collections. Captain Marvel. Pressing action button progresses Captain Marvel count up +1, as well as spot any current shot on the Captain Marvel shot. This can be done 3 times before the gem must be replaced. Mind Gem. When hit, lights action button to spot the shot it is placed upon, unless Avenger associated with that shot is powered up, see table below. If no shot is lit, the action button unlights. Once used, must be powered up to reuse or transfer to another Avenger via Change Gems Shot. Base 1, 1 use, spot shot gem is placed on. Base 2, +1 use, spot shot gem is placed on up to 2 times. Power up 1, +1 use, spots a needed shot anywhere on the playfield. Power up 2, +1 use, spots all current lit shots left or right and resets the use counter to 0. This is so player can't bank 4 uses of the spot everything. When you place the Mind Gem, you get the cumulative usages for it unless you place it on a level 2. So if you place it on a level 1 Avenger, you will now have 3 Mind Gem usages that will work anywhere on the playfield. You can also place it on an uncontrolled Avenger, have 1 use, then collect that Avenger, and now you will have 2 uses. Level that Avenger up, and now you have 3. Turn the page. Reality Gem Shot X is a shot multiplier. This shot is passive, and therefore always active. Base 1 and 2, 2x shot value. Power up 1, 3x shot value. Power up 2, 4x shot value. This overrides the 2x scoring from Avenger level 2. When Reality Gem is on Vision, only 2/3 of the drop targets down count as a bank completion for a computer award, up to 3 computer awards, in addition to 2x scoring. Space Gem moves stones. Shooting the Space Gem lights action button for 3 seconds to move gems. Once used, the Space Gem must be leveled up at its new location. Gem rotation is left to right as one big span as all gems move together. Base 1 and 2, action button lights to move 1 space. Power up 1, action button lights to move up to 2 spaces. Power up 2, action button lights to move up to 3 spaces. If Space Gem gets moved to Captain Marvel as the result of using the Space Gem, you can re-enable the Space Gem by collecting the next Captain Marvel award. Similarly, if Space Gem lands on drop targets, the next time you score a computer bingo line, it will re-enable. Gem locations. When lit, Scoop can change gem position. Left flipper rotates gem left, right flipper right. Action button locks in. Player has 13 seconds to place all collected gems. You get 20 seconds if you control the Space Gem. If time runs out, any unplaced gem is placed randomly. Change gems lights after collecting all Avengers or a computer bingo award or mystery. Portal lock. Portal lock is lit via combos or grid bingo award. Once lit, the disc opens up to lock a ball. Portal lock turns the next quest into a multi-ball. Iron Man lanes. I-R-O-N lanes, in lanes and out lanes, lights tower locks and spot Iron Man for Avengers multi-ball. Set 1, medium. Each lane spots its respective letter. Letters are scrolled by the disc, not by the flippers. Lights all three locks. Set 2, hard. Each lane spots its respective letter. Letters are scrolled by the disc. Lights one lock with lock stacking. Set 3, extra hard. Each lane spots its respective letter. Letters are scrolled by the disc. Lights one lock, no lock stacking. Iron Man Multiball. Starts at Avengers Tower. If Iron Man is powered up to level 2, all Iron Man scoring is doubled. Phase 1. Jackpots lit on left and right ramps. Collect to light disc to collect strange letters. Tower is also for 15 seconds to collect Tower Super Jackpot. Get another ball in the tower quickly for 2x Tower Super Jackpot and trophy. Collecting strange letters advances to Phase 2. Phase 2. Jackpots lit on left and right orbits. Collect to light disc to collect strange letters. Spell strange to start Phase 3. Phase 3. Jackpots lit on Pops orbit and loop ramp. Collect to light disc to collect strange letters. Spell strange to start Phase 4. Phase 4. Jackpots lit on tower and mini orbit. Collect to light disc for super jackpot. Super jackpot. Shoot disc for 10 seconds to collect super disc value 250k per spin. Sequence repeats. Super collects or upgrades the Iron Man Multiball trophy. Add a ball. Spell iron to light add a ball on asylum target one time. Turn the page. Thor letter collect. Thor letters are collected at the captive ball. Easy, default. 2 letters spotted at the beginning of game. Medium. 1 letter spotted at the beginning of game. Hard. No letters spotted. Spelling Thor, lights Thor multiball. Collects Thor, powers up Thor. Collects points award. Level 1 Thor will enable super slings. Level 2 Thor will make all shots at captive ball 2x. Thor multiball. 2 ball multiball. All RGB arrows light blue. Shoot any arrow to collect jackpot. After X number of arrows, light captive ball to collect Thor letter, where X is how many letters you have already, plus 1. Captain America, Pops Orbit, and Hawkeye, Side Loop, score double jackpots and bump the value of the jackpot double. Disc also raises jackpot. Shoot captive ball to collect Thor letter and jackpot X number of collected Thor letters, 1 through 4X, and relight remaining arrows. Repeat until Thor spelled, then light super jackpot at tower for 5x jackpot. Sequence repeats with one more shot added per letter. Super awards trophy. Add a ball. Spell strange, Eye of Agamotto, to light add a ball one time at sanctum target. Turn the page. At this time, we have concluded page 11 of the Avengers Infinity Quest rules. We are about to enter into the realm of wizard modes. Let this serve as your spoiler alert warning. If you do not wish to hear a description of the wizard modes contained in Avengers Infinity Quest Pinball, now is the time to stop listening to this track. If you are still with us, I am happy to hear that. We are now going to continue with the Avengers Infinity Quest wizard mode descriptions, as well as further detailed rules of the machine. Page 12, Soul Gem Battle, Mini Wizard Mode. Enabled by collecting the first set of Avengers, Ball Saver will run for the entirety of the mode. RGB color, green. Shoot 8 shots to collect Soul Gem. Shot order, 1, right orbit. 2, left ramp. 3, right ramp. 4, left orbit. 5, captive ball. 6, drop targets. 7, loop ramp. 8, tower high. Flip counter. Flip counter starts at 30. If shot is not made by the time the flip counter reaches 0, then mode is failed. If a ball drains, then the shot counter decreases by 5. tilting during Soul Gem also results in failure. If shot is made, plus 8 flips added to flip meter. Mystery award spots the current shot. Flip bonus is awarded at the end of the mode for all unused flips. Black Order Multiball. Enabled by collecting second set of Avengers. 3-ball multiball. Shoot mini loop to collect jackpot when lit. More jackpots lit equals multiplied jackpots. Jackpot value gets raised as you shoot Avengers. Hulk. 50 spinner spins to light Hulk jackpot. Iron Man. Complete in lanes to light Iron Man jackpot. Captain America. 20 pop hits to light Captain America jackpot. Black Widow. 3 left ramps to light Black Widow jackpot. Thor. Spell Thor to light Thor jackpot. Black Panther. 3 right orbits to light Black Panther jackpot. Captain Marvel. Every time you light a jackpot, a Captain Marvel shot will light to increase jackpot X by 1. Drop targets. Increase jackpot value and increase Avenger value. Collecting jackpot on mini loop lights disc. Spin disc to light super jackpot at Captain America, which is 5 million plus the value of all jackpots collected since your last super, and adds a ball into play. This also unlights any jackpots you have lit and resets all characters. Black Order Battle Royale. Lit for third round of collecting Avengers. Defeat all Black Order members with 6 Avengers. You have 6 lives represented by 6 Avenger inserts. Each life equals 100% health bar. Flip number equals number of flips until that Avenger takes damage. If health bar reaches 0, that Avenger must tap out and be replaced by a fresh Avenger. If flip meter reaches 0, damage is done and more flips added back on. If timer reaches 0, damage is done. If ball drains, big damage done to Avenger health bar. Shooting RGB arrow unlights that shot, damages the Black Order, and recharges flip meter. Clear out all RGB arrows to defeat that character. Reset the timer and flip meter. Defeat all Black Order members to win. The longer an Avenger stays alive, the higher the points for attacking. Bonus for all remaining Avengers. Bonus for remaining flips. Bonus for remaining time. Lose all 6 Avengers and the mode ends with no bonus. Spell Strange to light a power-up insert for X seconds. Shoot the power-up insert before it times out for an instant KO. Drop targets bring out Vision to give you extra flips. Captain Marvel will freeze your timer for a small amount of time. Shooting Ant-Man will do damage as if you'd hit an arrow shot. Shooting Ant-Man again will bring out Wasp for 2 balls, 2 times damage, 2 times score. Turn the page. Wizard Mode, Battle Thanos. Enabled by having played all gem quests at least once. Phase 1, defend the gems. Thanos goes after each gem the player has placed. The more gems Thanos possesses, the harder it is to defeat him. Thanos Gems. Time Gem, reduced time. Power, additional shots. Reality, scoring reduced by 25% during defend phase. Mind, shots don't unlight when you hit them, so you have to remember which ones you've made. Space, must hit the initial gem shot again after hitting 3 to 4 defense shots. Soul, ball saver reduced. Defending the gems. All placed gems light up, flashing, and a ball save begins. Shoot any to lock on to that gem and begin defense. If there is only one gem to choose from, it will be locked in automatically. If you don't have any gems upon starting Battle Thanos, one will be randomly placed for you. 3, 4 with power gem, shots light up to the same gem color as the one defending. Left orbit, right orbit, left ramp, If Thanos possesses the Power Stone, then one of these three randomly pops lane, tower, mini loop. Player has limited time to shoot the shots, then shoot right ramp to successfully defend gem. Once gem is defended, remaining gems relight to repeat phase 1. Drop targets add time. If ball is lost with no ball saver, then that gem is lost and a new ball kicks out and phase 1 repeats as needed. If ball is lost during choose gem phase, a random gem is lost. Once all player gems are defended or lost to Thanos, phase 2 begins. Player must retain at least one gem to continue to phase 2. Otherwise, snap. Ball over. Defense shot values are multiplied by the number of gems you have. Phase 2. Defeat Thanos. 4 ball multi-ball. Base jackpot based on number of gems you have. Span 1. Blue. Left loop. Tower. Pops lane. Left ramp. Span 2. Red. Right ramp. Mini loop. Loop ramp. Right orbit. Span 1 is moved by clockwise disc spins. Span 2 is moved by counterclockwise movement. Span 1 or 2 equals base jackpot and 1x damage. Span 1 and 2 overlap equals 4x jackpot and 2x damage. Arrows do not unlight when collected. Thanos will take more hits to beat the more gems he possesses. Thanos will be attacking you every time he does so, the starting position of the blue and red span reset. Spell Thor on Kafta Ball to add a ball once. Get Thanos' health bar to zero to light the final blow at Avengers Tower. Final blow equals accumulation of damage values from phase 2. Super Victory Laps. If you successfully defeat Thanos, Super Victory Laps lights. Rules are the same as regular Victory Laps, except you don't need to hit all RGB shots to relate them. Only the most recently made shot will be unlit. After playing Super Victory Laps, any additional strange spellings will collect a random Avenger. This concludes our description of the wizard modes in Avengers Infinity Quest Pinball Machine. You may now prepare yourself for the spoilers to end, and more descriptions of detailed gameplay and rules to continue. Ant-Man / Wasp Mystery Award. Awarded at the VUK. Not lit at game start, but can be lit once per game from Super Skill Shot. Lit at loop ramp at certain thresholds. Can stack mystery lights. Awards. Max Time Bank. Add a ball only available during non-portal multi-balls, so if you start a gem quest with a portal lock, add a ball is not enabled. Spot Soul Gem shot during Soul Gem. Spot 3 strange letters. Collect Avenger. Advance Captain Marvel plus 3 ramps or plus 45 spins on the pro. Hulk-sized points, 10 million. Begin a timed super mode. Spot Iron Set. Spot Thor set. Light Hawkeye challenge. Hold bonus X plus 5x bonus. Light change gems. Once per timed mode, Mystery will always lean towards starting a timed mode, helping you out by resetting the master timer and starting another mode. Once per game, if you have 5 of the 6 collected Avengers, Mystery will lean towards awarding collect Avenger. Eye of Agamotto. Eye of Agamotto is an insert by the portal disc that helps you throughout the game. When it is flashing, it indicates shooting the disc will do something good. Main play, rolling the ball down the right lane. Thor multi-ball, lights add a ball. Iron Man, completes disc phase and awards jackpot. Black Order multi-ball, completes strange to spot a needed character. Black Order Battle Royale, lights power up on a character and rotates it, rolling the ball down the right in lane, except on a plunge, when you are in the spell out phase of lighting a quest, will light the eye to help you spot 2x strange progress. assemble Avengers. X number of shots collects that hero. Once lit, keep shooting the character to power them up. When powered up, shots are 2x scoring, except Iron Man. He makes all of Iron Man multi-ball 2x, unless Reality Gem is on that shot, then that takes over. Each Avenger powered up carries a level 1 and level 2 perk. Additional shots past level 2 award a power-up bonus. Powering up an Avenger also boosts the value of that shot. See Avenger Values section. Hulk, level 1, 2x Hulk Rampage plus Rage Spinner enabled. Level 2, left orbit and spinner shots score 2x. Iron Man, level 1, Arc Reactor scores 2x. Level 2, Iron Man Multiball, 2x. Captain America, level 1, 2x pops value. Level 2, pop lane scores 2x. Note, shooting the pop's orbit will spot 10 pop bumpers, 20 if power gem. Black Widow, level 1, enable Hawkeye, second chance. Level 2, Widow ramp shot scores 2x. Special note, additional switch hit needed to reactivate Black Widow count up to prevent shooting ramp, passing ball over, repeat. Ramp, in lane, then any additional switch otherwise count up, ignored. Thor, level 1, light super slings. Level 2, 2x captive ball shot scoring. Black Panther, level 1, enables combo timers plus 3 seconds. Level 2 enables 2x right orbit scoring. Once a level 1 power-up is achieved and the ball drains, that power-up goes away and that counter resets. If power-up not yet achieved and the ball drains, that counter stays in memory. After playing Soul Gem, Black Order Multiball, or Black Order Battle Royale, the hero collects Unlight and that character must be collected again to resume power-up counter unless they hold the power gem. Captain America's Shield Bonus. Pop bumpers build current shield value and base shield value by much less. Loop ramp lights shield bonus collect for 15 seconds. Once collected, value resets to base value. Can be doubled via drop targets. Mystery Award Grid. Avengers Computer. Mystery awards are laid out in a 9x9 grid by the drop targets. Completing drops spots one of the awards. Complete rows and columns for bigger awards, set up randomly at the start of each game, but the same for all players. Example, 9 square grid, 3x3. Awards are presented outside of the grid in blue squares. This will vary from game to game and will not be read as part of this rules audio book. On to page 19. Timed modes. On the computer grid, there are 6 timed super modes that all share the same timer. Starting a mode while one is running will reset the timer if it is below the starting value. Super disc. Shoot disc clockwise or counterclockwise to score points. After a full revolution, the disc will light the other direction to increase the multiplier up to a max of 5x. Super Reactor. Arc Reactor bonus, Avenger Tower's very target, continuously lit. Super Reactor value is higher if Iron Man is powered up. Each hit collects and boosts depending on how high. Bottom equals 1x boost, mid equals 2x boost, plus 2x boost. Top equals 4x plus 4x boost. Super combos. Shoot combos for big points. Combo progress towards thresholds is doubled. Super gauntlet. Shoot right ramp for big points. Shooting the right ramp in succession will score increasing number of points. When you miss the right ramp and combo ends, value is reset but increased based on how high your combo was. Super targets. Targets score millions. Complete 3 Hawkeye targets to boost their value. Hulk Rampage. Spinner boost Rampage reward. All RGB arrows light up green. Shoot lit arrows to collect Rampage jackpot. Arrows unlit once collected. Arrows relight once all collected. If Hulk is powered up, 2X all awards. Avengers Tower Very Target Arc Reactor Bonus. Arc Reactor Bonus lights with a drop target completion. Low shot equals 1X, mid shot equals 2X, max shot equals 4X. Each completion of iron boosts base value. 2X Avengers Tower award on drop targets doubles value. Iron Man powered up will double value. Arc Reactor bonus is not timed. Skill shots. Skill shot. Plunge to star rollover. 250k plus 100k per successful skill shot plus 3 seconds of ball save. Secret skill shot. Plunge to mini loop. 1 million plus 200k per successful skill shot plus 10 second ball save plus light portal lock. Super skill shot. Full plunge to right flipper. Shoot Avengers Tower. 500k plus 150k per successful skill shot plus 5 second ball save plus light mystery once per game. Trophies awarded for secret and super skill shots. Combo system. Combos are additive throughout the game. Reach combo thresholds for awards. Combos time out after 5 seconds. Combo value is raised by collecting trophies. Gold trophies boost value more than silver, more than bronze. Combo map. Shots that collect combo awards and light next combo. Avenge Tower, right ramp, side loop. Left ramp, loop ramp, right orbit. Right ramp, side loop, right ramp. Side loop, spinner, tower, pops, left ramp. Loop ramp, spinner, tower, pops lane, left ramp. Right orbit, spinner, tower, pops lane, left ramp. Awards, light portal lock, light extra ball, combo jackpot, combos increased by 100k. Trophy. Hawkeye Challenge. Completing stand-ups lights Hawkeye Challenge. Shoot Avengers Tower to begin. Tower holds ball and releases with or without warning depending on difficulty. Each completion of bullseye targets increases the base Hawkeye value awards. Level 1, points. Level 2, extra ball. Level 3, collect gem. All awards will also award or upgrade a trophy. Hawkeye Combo. Shooting right ramp lights mini loop for Hawkeye combo. Shooting right ramp up to 3 times from upper flipper multiplies the Hawkeye combo. Any other switch hit kills combo. Additional shots to right ramp do not multiply past 3x. Hawkeye combo boosts combo count up plus 1 and scores Hawkeye combo value. Collect awards from certain number of Hawkeye combos.
Captain Marvel count up. Loop ramp counts up with award thresholds. Premium LE loop ramp. 3. Light mystery. 6. Marvel bonus and light mystery. 10. Light mystery. 12. Light extra ball. 15. Marvel bonus ramps and light mystery. 18. Bronze trophy. 32. Silver trophy. 48. Gold trophy. 50. Light extra ball. Spinner counts up with award thresholds, pro only. Numbers as shown above multiplied by 30 spins. Bonus count. Each of the following are how many of these you've made this ball. Switch hits times 250. Computer grid squares times 25k. Arc reactors times 25k. Hawkeye shots times 25k. Combos times 25k. These are saved throughout your whole game. Bronze trophies times 50k, silver trophies times 100k, gold trophies times 200k, gems collected times 250k, all multiplied by your bonus X. Bonus X is advanced by shooting the Captain America lane through the pops, powering up Avengers, or computer grid awards and mystery. Bonus X maxes at 25x. Bonus X resets every ball unless bonus X held achieved. Super Computer Frenzy. Multi-ball for playing all timed modes. Shots, left orbit, RGB color yellow. Avengers Tower, RGB color teal, Captain America Lane, RGB color red, Black Widow Ramp, RGB color white, Wright Ramp, RGB color yellow, Hawkeye Loop, RGB color yellow, Captain Marvel, RGB color orange, Wright Orbit, RGB color white, Disc, RGB color white. As shots are made, it spots the corresponding grid lamp and scores a jackpot. Completing a bingo grid scores a super jackpot. Complete multiple lines at once to multiply jackpots up to 3x. Complete drop targets to add a ball, max 2. Thor Captive Ball boost jackpot. Each super jackpot boost values. Trophy collection. Do good things and collect trophies. 24 trophies to fill the case and start super wizard mode. There are 32 possible trophies. All trophies simply add towards a count. You're trying to get to 24. When you collect all 24, Trophy Mania Wizard Mode is available. You can only have one instance of a type of trophy. If you possess a bronze trophy and then later meet the requirements for silver, it will upgrade that specific trophy. For this reason, it is not necessary that you need to get all three super jackpots in Iron Man Multiball in one go. Each time you get a super in the same multiball or another one, it will award a trophy, potentially upgrading you. Gem quests and time modes have score thresholds that determine whether you get a bronze, silver, or gold trophy. See instant info in-game by holding a flipper down for details. We have now entered the trophy page. I will read the name of the trophy, immediately followed by the note on how it is achieved. 1. Soul Gem, trophy based on score threshold. 2. Power Gem, trophy color based on score threshold. 3. Space Gem, trophy color based on score threshold. 4. Mind Gem, trophy color based on score threshold. 5. Time Gem, trophy color based on score threshold. 6. Reality Gem, trophy color based on score threshold. 7. Super Skill Shot, each time you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. 8. Secret Skill Shot, each time you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. 9. Iron Man Multiball, each time or Tower 2X Super Jackpot you collect a super jackpot, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. Thor Multiball is 10. Each time you collect a super jackpot, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. 11. Combos. 30 combos equals bronze. 45 combos equals silver. 60 combos equals gold. 12. Hawkeye Challenge. Each time you succeed, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. 13. Computer. 3 trophy awards as bingos. 14. Fully Power Thor. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next level. 15. Fully Power Iron Man. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next level. 16. Fully Power Black Panther. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next level. 17. Fully Power Black Widow. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade to the next level. 18. Fully Power Captain America. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next level. 19. Fully Powered Hulk. Each time you get to level 2, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next level. 20. Marvel Loops. Bronze equals 18 shots. Silver, 32 shots. Gold, 48 shots. Hawkeye Combos. Trophy at 10, 20, and 30 combos. 22. Shield Bonus. Trophy color based on score threshold. 23. Black Order Multiball. Each time you collect a super jackpot, you collect a bronze trophy or upgrade it to the next color. 24. Battle Thanos. Start Battle Thanos equals bronze. Start and defeat Thanos equals silver. Finish defeat Thanos equals gold. Super Reactor. Trophy color based on score threshold. Super Disc. Trophy color based on score threshold. 27. Hulk Rampage. Trophy color based on score threshold. 28. Super Gauntlet, trophy color based on score threshold. 29. Super Targets, trophy color based on score threshold. 30. Computer Frenzy Multiball, Score a super jackpot equals bronze. Score 2 2x super jackpots at once equals silver. Score 3 3x super jackpots at once equals gold. 31 super combos, trophy colors based on score threshold. 32 block order battle royal. Start mode equals bronze. 2 villains defeated equals silver. 5 villains defeated equals gold. We will now describe Trophy Mania, known as the Ultimate Wizard Mode, or the Super Duper Mega Extreme Wizard Mode. Trophy Mania. At 12 and 24 trophies, you get an Attaball. Trophy Mania is the Super Duper Mega Extreme Wizard Mode based on collecting trophies to fill as many trophy cases as you can. When the mode starts, depending on how many of each type of trophy you collected, a portion of the ARGB shots are lit of that type. For example, if you collect 12 bronze, 6 silver, and 6 gold trophies, then 4 shots are lit bronze, 2 shots lit silver, and 2 shots lit for gold. RGB arrows colored to show you this: orange colored for bronze, white for silver, and yellow for gold. Every time you shoot an arrow, you get the trophy jackpot based on what type of trophy the arrow is, and collect one of those trophies for your trophy case. The shot you just made will then swap with a random other shot. Trophies move around this way. At certain trophy numbers, you get an Attaball. 8 trophies, then 20, then 36, etc. Collecting 24 trophies fills a trophy case and lights Super Jackpot at Ant-Man. When Super is lit, drop targets will become available to form one-time bingos to multiply the Super by 2x, 3x, or 5x based on how many bingos at once. When the Super is lit, the RGB arrows will continue to award trophy jackpots and increase the Super Jackpot, but will not collect trophies until you collect the Super. Once Super is collected, you can start working on another case. Super Jackpot value is based on points awarded from the trophy jackpots. Flank Attack. Flank Attack is the star rollover skill shot under the left ramp. If skill shot or auto plunge not active, then Flank Attack is active. Shots that aren't strong enough from the mini loop and right orbit have a chance to score a flank attack. If no quest or multi-bio running, flank attack awards 75k. If a quest is running, flank attack will spot a needed shot one time per quest. If a multi-ball, Thor or Iron Man is running, flank attack will spot either a jackpot one time or award 250k if no jackpot is lit or if super jackpot is lit. This concludes the reading of the Avengers Infinity Quest Pinball Rules by Stern Pinball. I would personally like to thank Stern Pinball for putting out this excellently detailed rule sheet. It is amazing to see a new game come to market with such fleshed out code immediately at launch, and for the company to provide players with such a detailed guide that will enable them to perform better on the machine, whether it be on location or at home during this global pandemic. Sincere gratitude for the amazing design efforts that have been put into this machine from the entire team. I look forward to playing it and owning it personally. I hope some of you out there take the time to listen to this. I have no idea if you will. It helped me pass some time today, and I thought it would be a fun way to put an episode out that I hadn't really seen done before. As far as it goes, personally, I like to read, but this document was pretty big, 25 pages long, and every once in a while, I like to have an audiobook or have somebody else read it while I follow along. I'm going to put a link to the PDF document in the show notes, so feel free to check that out. But otherwise, I hope you guys enjoy this, this flipping podcast, although temporarily or down a host, will remain around in some way, shape, or form. And we will continue to bring you coverage of our involvement in the pinball hobby and whatever else we feel like talking about from time to time. But good luck. Go find an Avengers Infinity Quest machine out there. I hope that you enjoy it, as I expect most of us will. And as per usual, just keep flipping. Bye, guys.